USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republican Senator Bill Cassidy says his side of the aisle had no input into the massive COVID-19 stimulus bill passed by the House early Saturday morning. The bill, which does include $1,400 direct payments for many Americans, is now before the Senate. The White House is defending spending in the proposed COVID-19 stimulus package that's earmarked for after 2021.
This package is meant to, of course, provide immediate direct relief, but also provide a bridge to help us all get through this crisis.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki speaking there on Fox News Sunday. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the new administration is working overtime to fix the U.S. immigration system. Mayorkas warning it will take considerable time to create an orderly, humane, and safe immigration system. USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest-growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
A third vaccine is on its way to vaccination sites across the country.
The White House says shipments of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will begin to be delivered as soon as Monday, allowing it to immediately increase the nation's vaccine supply. Dr. William Schaffner is a liaison member of the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, and he tells CNN that the new shot will be able to be more widely distributed.
Because it's one and done, a single-dose vaccine, and because it can be treated like other vaccines in normal refrigerator temperature, we ought to be able to get it much more widely distributed to rural areas, doctor's offices, pharmacies.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Brazos Electric Power Cooperative, the oldest and largest power co-op in Texas, is declaring bankruptcy after getting a $1.8 billion bill from the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. The bill coming during last month's brutal cold snap. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Gab CEO on Sunday said his account was among those compromised in a hack of the social media website. Andrew Torba describing the attackers as mentally ill demon hackers. Gab is a competitor to larger companies like Twitter and Facebook, along with upstarts such as Parler. Gab and Parler are sites that many conservatives feel like they have to use because their speech is being limited on bigger social media sites such as Twitter and Facebook. As far as if our First Amendment right does seem to be eroding, Republican Senator from Kentucky Rand Paul tells the Washington Examiner,
without question, yes. And people are asking, where are the good liberals? You know, the good liberals are the ones I like to work with on libertarian issues of privacy or speech. Used to be people who said, gosh, we'll defend, you know, to the nth degree, the freedom of the press, the freedom of expression. Now they're saying, oh, we're for freedom if we like what you say, but not if we don't. And it was appalling to me to hear two Democrat members of Congress say that they would actually shut down television news networks, and they're trying to get the parents to sort of deplatform, you know, the cable company to deplatform news organizations.
Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is urging President Biden to boycott the 2022 Winter Olympics if they aren't moved from China. Pompeo saying in part broadly, because we don't want to reward Chinese propaganda. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.